Canada to Net today. This is VE2 Victor Bravo is your net control. Okay, VE4 in the west, up to the VE4 in west. Please come now, one at a time. VE2 Victor Bravo.
Victor Echo 4, Zulu Whiskey Romeo. Victor Echo 4, Zulu Whiskey Romeo.
Victor Echo 6, November Golf Kilo.
Okay, I'm going to go with those two stations. First, Victor Echo 4, Zulu Whiskey Romeo. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Ben, from Winnipeg in Manitoba, Canada. And today's question, do I own any vintage amateur radio equipment? Well, yes, absolutely. I do have an ICOM 730, not to be confused with the 7300. HF radio. And I just got this last year of September, I believe. This is my first HF radio and also my first good radio. I've been using it quite actively in the last couple of months of last year, not a lot this year. I would say I use it maybe once or twice a month, trying to make some contacts on border stations. There's some HF activity stations in the States, and trying to chase DX. Just having fun. With that, I will say 73. Hope everybody listening has a great rest of the weekend. Back to Net Control from Victor Echo 4, Zulu Whiskey Romeo.
QSL, Victor Echo 4, Zulu Whiskey Romeo, V2, Victor Bravo. Yeah, it's 730, and not to be confused with the 7300, you're absolutely right. But in terms of the shape of the radio, they're about the same size. I know the ICOM 730. I had one. I also had a 745, a 751. I had many of the ICOM series back then, and they are good radios. Thank you for checking in, and look forward to hear from you next week. Now we're gonna go with the Victor Echo 6 November Golf Kilo V6NGK. Go ahead, Cam.
Victor Echo 6 November Golf Kilo returning. Name is Cam Kilo Alpha Mike in Calgary. Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Net Control. In terms of vintage radio, I have HFKHW8, also HFKHW100 and HW104, and they're all working nice radios, and believe or not, my go-to radio is my HW8, putting out to 120 meter. It's a thrill, you know, if I could work distance stations with only 2 watts when band condition band condition is good. Back to Net Control.
QSL Cam, QSL V6 November Golf Kilo V2 Victor Bravo. Yes, you're absolutely right. That would be considered a vintage radio, an HW8 from 8Kit. Even the name 8Kit sounds vintage because we're not seeing any more of these equipment. I think the company was closed many years ago, but still they are very popular in terms of amplifiers. They're linear amplifiers on HF. So there's still many people are using them, and they were good equipment. And I know the HW8, it's a little tiny HF QRP radio, and it's a nice piece of vintage equipment to have. Thank you, Cam. Looking forward to hear from you next week. Do we have any more station that would like to check in from the VE4 and up to the West Coast and the North Territories? This is VE2. Victor Bravo is your net control.
Victor Echo 1, VE1, Charlie Mike Delta here, Cape Breton. First name here is Corey. Cape Breton Island here, Nova Scotia, Canada, mobile here, just in and out there, but had a guy just tell me that the Alaska link there, I guess you guys were coming through there, but for some reason it went off the air, so I just figured I'd pass that on to you there. Victor Echo 1, Charlie Mike Delta, mobile, in and out, thank you.
QSL John, Victor Echo 1, Charlie Mike Delta, thank you for checking in, and we're going to move to other, any further check-ins that would like to check into the TransCanada Net. This is VE2 Victor Bravo, Net Control.
Victor Echo 3, Golf Delta Kilo. Victor Echo 3, Golf Delta Kilo. Dan checking in from Toronto, in and out. Just listening from the great province of Ontario. Back to you now.
QSL, Victor Echo 3, Golf Kilo, thank you for checking in and out. Any further station, I repeat today's question, do you own vintage amateur radio equipment, not to mention all your inventory, but your favorite one among your vintage radios, and how often are you using them in a year term? VE2, Victor Bravo, please come now. Okay, well, one more call for any station anywhere in Canada. Anywhere in Canada, please come now. Then I'll move to United States stations after that. So one last call for any stations located anywhere in Canada. VE2, Victor Bravo.
Victor Echo 6, Echo Kilo X-ray, mobile.
Victor Romeo X-ray, Dave in Toronto.
Dave in Toronto, your call again, please.
It's Victor Echo 3, Victor Romeo X-ray. Yeah, Dave in Toronto, you copy?
QSL, stand by, Dave. Victor Echo 6, Kilo Echo X-ray, go ahead.
Yeah, Victor Echo 6, Echo Kilo X-ray mobile. Name is Bud, Bravo Uniform Delta. I'm mobile in Alberta, and no traffic this morning for the net, but great listening.
Thank you. Thank you. Victor Echo 6, Echo Kilo X-ray. I corrected the suffix, and now I got it in Lethbridge, Alberta. Thanks for checking in. VE3, Victor Romeo X-ray, thank you for repeating your suffix. Dave, go ahead. It's your turn.
Oh, good evening, or sorry, good afternoon to everybody, wherever you are across Canada. It's Dave here in Toronto. A beautiful day. I've been down in the park with some friends operating HF. And what a beautiful day for that. We hung out for 3 hours just chatting more than anything. Hi. I've had some older radios over the years. They kind of die on me, so they kind of just get recycled, but I don't really have a lot of older equipment. It's a challenge sometimes to get newer stuff, but, you know, you just keep cycling it, so... Anyway, back to net control. I love your net, and it's great. Thanks a lot.
VE3, Victor Romeo X-ray, thank you very much for your comment, Dave, and have a nice day there in the park. It's a beautiful weather up here, so I guess it should be very similar to yours. We have full sunshine, no clouds, and plus 16 degrees, so it was just about time that springtime did show up. The winter has been quite long in the area here, and we had snow until 2 weeks ago, so now we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Do we have any further station that would like to check in anywhere in Canada? This is V2 Victor Bravo as your net control for the Trans-Canada Net.
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Juliet Zulu, Chuck in Hamilton.
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Juliet Zulu, Chuck in Hamilton. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon from Hamilton, and I guess good morning and good evening to everyone else. It's finally sunny here in Hamilton at 12 degrees, but I don't think we're going to be seeing much higher temperatures for a couple of weeks anyways. It's going to hover right around the 13, 14 degree mark, but at least we don't have any of that white stuff on the ground. I missed the question. I think you had a question for check-ins there. Over.
Yes, absolutely, Chuck. The question is, do you own any vintage amateur radio equipment, and what is, not to mention all your inventory, but just your, what would be your favorite ones if you own ones? And how often are you using it in a year term? How often are you using it?
All right. Well, that's a good question. I have mostly Yaesu radio equipment. One day I'll get an ICOM. I mean, I don't have anything against them, but my vintage radio is a Yaesu FD-857. A lot of people have the D model that came out later. This is the original Yaesu 857. It's a shack in the box, 6 meters through 160, and quite honestly, I just retired it a couple of months ago because I have just recently purchased the new Yaesu FTX-1 Optima. Also a shack in the box, but you can take the field head off and work QRP with it. So I'm really excited to get some warmer weather so I can go out and do that. Back to you.
Okay, QSL, Chuck, the Victor Alpha 3 Charlie Juliet Zulu, V2 Victor Bravo. Even though I'm quite familiar with the older equipment, that one, FT-857, I really don't know what it is. But right after the net, I'm going to be looking at the at Google and input the FT-857 to see what it looks like. Thank you for your participation to TransCanada Net this week, and look forward to hear from you next week. And by the way, the temperature in our area is now 16 degrees, and for the next 2 or 3 days, it's going to reach up to 20 degrees. So there are still 2 or 3 beautiful days to come, and then we're going to be in the rain for the rest of the week. Okay, any further check-ins anywhere in Canada? VE2 Victor Bravo, before we pass to our neighbors in the south. VE2 Victor Bravo, please come now.
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Yankee Gulf in Prince Edward County.
Okay, Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Yankee Gulf, go ahead. Okay, very good. Well, welcome on Amateur Radio, and hope to hear from you again to the net next week. And, of course, even though you're a recent AMD and you might come across, when you go to Hamfest and places like that, you might come across some older vintage equipment which are still very good radios today. I own Drake TR7, Tango Romeo 7, and I use it only about once a year in around Christmas time. I take it off the shelf, put the power on it, and do a couple of QSOs for a weekend, and then I put it back on the shelf, and it's going to go the year after before I reuse it. Thank you, and welcome again. Do we have any further station anywhere in Canada, VE2 Victor Bravo, your net control?